Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hello, boys and girls. Hello, my dear fellow foreign English speakers. It's Robbie here from EnglishHarmony.com, and welcome back to my video blog. To tell you the truth, guys, I haven't had a chance to record any videos for the last couple of weeks for the simple reason that I've been mad busy dealing with my students. You see, I'm coaching my own students as part of the Fluency Star coaching program. And on top of that, I'm away during days at the college where I'm learning to become a computer maintenance guy, right? And a networking guy. That's my aim. That's my long-term career goal, basically, to get into the IT field. And on top of that, my family from Latvia visited me last weekend. My mom and my sister and her husband, all of them came over on Thursday, stayed here till Monday. So as you can imagine, I've been extremely busy to catch up with everything that I didn't get a chance to do over the weekend. But anyhow, finally, I'm getting a chance to record a video now. And the topic is switching between English and your native language. And what prompted me to record this video is something that happened to me the other day when my mom and my sister were still here. We were at a pub one night having a few drinks, and then we decided to order some food, and the waitress came over, and I was speaking with my mom and with the waitress. And you see, my sister speaks English, my mom doesn't. Well, she understands something, and tell you the truth, she's been learning English for quite some time. But the thing is that she struggles to understand fast English speech. And so I had to translate everything for her into Latvian. And then whatever she was telling me, I had to relay back to the waitress in English. So I was switching between the two languages the whole time. And the funny thing is that if you do that, there's an increased chance of you making a mistake. And the reason being, when you speak in Latvian or whatever other native language you might have, right? You speak in your native language, it's one compartment of your brain. So when you have to switch over to English, and if you have to do it the whole time, it might mix the two languages kind of together, and you may start translating directly. And here's exactly what happened to me. My mom said that she wanted potato chips as a side, right? Potato chips, potato fries, depends on which part of the world you are in. Basically, in the United States, they're known as fries. And over here in Ireland, they're known as potato chips. And my mom told me that she wanted chips, but in Latvian, believe it or not, potato chips are called free kartupeli. Kartupeli is potato in my language, and free is what they're called. But free doesn't mean that they would be for free, right? I believe that word is of French origin, and that's what they're called in Latin, kartupeli free. And my mom said to me that she wants potato chips, and in Latin she said she wants kartupeli free. And when I relayed the message to the waiter, for some reason, I didn't say, "And can we have chips with that?" But I said, "Can we have free potatoes with that?" You know, I kind of translated directly. I used the same word for potato chips in English. And the funny thing is that the waitress actually got the message, right? What she was hearing was that I want free potatoes with that particular dish, right? And it still sounded a bit wrong to her, I would imagine, but she still got the message, right? Even though I didn't mean that I wanted them for free, right? She still realized what we wanted to order, right? And when I said that, I was kind of, I was mortified, actually, because all of a sudden I realized that I'm translating directly from my native language. It's something that I'm totally against, you know. That's one of the first rules which you have to observe if you want to become a fluent English speaker. Basically, stop translating from your native language, divide English from your native language, create a separate department for the English language in your brain. Think in English, speak in English, whatever you're doing in English, it's in English only. But you see, when you have to switch between English and your native language, it's inevitable, right? And the typical situation would be just the kind of situation I had when you have to be an interpreter and translate from English into your native language to someone, to your native counterpart who doesn't speak in English, right? So if that's the case and you make a mistake, it's no big deal, really. Obviously, I copped on. I was ashamed of that. But the next moment, I realized it's no big deal, even though what I said was wrong and the waitress probably thought that my English is not up to scratch or whatever. I shouldn't be actually thinking about it at all. I should ignore her opinion, which is one of the main principles of English harmony philosophy. You know, you may want to check out this article where I'm talking about the ignorance and that you have to embrace the concept of ignoring other people's opinion. If you don't, you will never achieve English fluency because you'll be all too worried about what other people think of your English, right? So that's the message I wanted to convey to you today. I just wanted to tell you that if you switch between English and your native language, you run a risk of making a mistake, just like the one I made, right? Instead of saying potato chips, I said free potatoes, and free, that's what potato chips are called in my language, kartupeli free, you know, which is in turn word of French origin. And coincidentally, she understood what I was saying. But on another occasion, probably something that you might translate directly wouldn't make any sense to an English speaker whatsoever. Okay, and to finish off this video, I'm just going to tell you that I realized that I've recorded a similar video about switching from English to a native language 2 years ago. You might want to check that video here. And the thing is, I've been posting so many videos and articles over the years that I simply can't remember everything that I've spoken about or written about. So I just opened up my website sitemap page where all the videos and all the articles are listed and typed in the word switch, because I kind of had a gut feeling that I might have recorded a video about switching between the two languages, your native one and English. And there you go. The article came up. Is it easy to switch between English and your native language? But it doesn't really matter, because this is something new that I had to contribute, right? It's funny moments in the pub where we were the other day, okay? Anyway, thanks for watching this video, and please share any similar moments that you might have had, any experiences of similar nature, share them with everyone in the comments section below. And thanks for watching this video, and chat to you soon, my friends. Bye-bye.